This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's
that's
a non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should
be. I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so
it's more
fitness
of a fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
Swiping your way through the world today takes everything you've got. You've matched a total smoke show and you think you've got a shot. Wouldn't you like to just be told? If I were you, the show, Jake and Amir will change your name. They'll be laughing at your shame. You wanna see if you can seize that cheese with the pitch to help your game. You better hope that nobody knows your name. Could be suicide or three-way. At the end of this, you'll be glad that they changed your name.
Cheers.
What?
Cheers indeed.
Did you know that that was the Cheers theme song?
That was the Cheers theme song.
The original one. Unchanged.
I was going to say nice original.
But let's hear the parody.
The Cheers show ended, I guess, 20 years before you were born.
Wow.
Is that correct, Jeffrey?
Of course, yeah.
Jeffrey James in the house. That's the third voice you hear.
Good day.
How's it going? I didn't ask if you wanted headphones. Did you want headphones to listen to?
I'd rather not hear my own voice.
Okay, that's good.
And you definitely won't see your own voice.
Oh, strike one
for the dumbass.
The dumbass lives. Hey, I thought you wouldn't be doing this one in character.
Hey, I actually don't. Wait, when did Cheers end?
I'll guess 93.
And when were you born?
97.
Wow. Cheers sitcom. Let's see here. Have you ever seen Cheers?
Norm.
That means no.
Yeah. Of course.
93 is correct. Nailed it. So another point for me. Jeff, this is your first time on our podcast.
This is my first time on a podcast.
Is that true?
That's really? Absolutely true. I messed around with my buddies back home, but we never actually...
I was just like hooking up and shit. No mics.
We only shot video. There was no audio involved. Oh, wait. Real quick, I should say that theme song was written by Davey and Josh. Piano and vocals by Davey. Editing by Josh. So it seems like it was just by Davey.
What did Josh do?
Edit a song? Last time I checked, you don't edit songs, you play them. Anyway, regardless.
That's actually irregardless.
What's that?
Irregardless.
Okay.
Actually, I believe that's incorrect.
It's actually correct. We all turn it around.
Regardless and irregardless mean the same thing.
Yeah.
But isn't irregardless
a word?
Yeah.
Excuse?
Irregardless is objectively not in Merriam-Webster's.
Oh, you read that fake dictionary? I'm a Webster
vehemently,
man.
I vehemently disagree.
Irregardless. Now I have to look that up.
Yeah, you do.
Is irregardless a word? Is Jeff did take his SATs 2 years ago, so he should be more on top of his shit than us. Is irregardless a word? From Yahoo Answers. It is a word. Well, I'm done looking.
Well, shit.
I have to go back to school. Fuck. Jeff is a HeadGum coworker.
HeadGum.
Employee.
Employee number four.
Yeah. Jeff's in charge of shooting, writing, and editing the originals that we make.
And let me tell you, it's a real hoot. A little bit of a holler, but more of a hoot.
Just wait till I ask you a question.
Of course.
First 13 or so episodes were called Jeffrey the Dumbass, about you being really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, we've made a few other videos.
Titled Off Days.
Branded Off Days.
This is something not everybody knows, but all the writing and editing is done by me. So Jeff is just sort of in them.
So yeah, people don't know that.
I started off as a vagrant on just kind of in the parking lot, and you kind of picked me up and said, "Hey, we need another body.
You've got you've got the look. We shaved you head to toe.
Of course,
you are blanched or otherwise.
You are whitewashed." I think we're about like 18, 19 episodes deep at this point, more or less.
We've released or that we've produced.
Yeah, we've made.
I think we're nearing 20.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What a wild ride it's been. But you can watch them on our YouTube channel at HeadGum and our Facebook channel, HeadGum. People clamoring for Jeffrey to be on our podcast. We finally give the people what they want. We figure this could be...
We delayed as long as we could.
Yeah. And at a certain point, you run out of people in your life that you can ask. I feel bad asking my actual friends.
Yeah.
Do appreciate it.
Plus, we've already touched upon this before, but you provide a different angle on life. You are 19?
19 years old.
You're a teenager.
For now.
Although you're more...
Of course, for now. Right? You're always your age for now.
Yeah. You don't have to say for now. You're currently aged your age.
Got it.
Do you feel like a teenager? Because I look at you and I don't see a teenager. People don't think you're 19, right?
Yeah. I mean, I
have
feel
you
like...
Have you ever had a problem with your fake ID?
I first of all, with that, this is my first advice to all the tweensmen out there.
Okay.
It's just about how you carry yourself. You know what I mean? Like, it's about confidence. I know people who look older than me and who get denied.
Well, I guess it's easy to be confident when you are a full-bodied man in a 19-year-old's body.
Able-bodied.
Yeah. Like, I was 19, I was like 121 pounds, and I didn't look like you. So I couldn't be like very confident walking into a bar.
Yeah, I feel like I've never really felt my age. I actually, like, I graduated high school a year early.
Oh, really?
I'm graduating college early and all that kind of thing. I've always had older friends. And like my oldest friend is 54 years old. My buddy Ivan.
Is it your dad?
I'm 39 years young.
Yeah, and I have a lot of friends in my 30s.
Do you have any friends your age?
Oh no,
absolutely not.
I wouldn't hang out with anybody that immature.
That's how I like to frame it, but it is the other way around.
Yeah, it is weird that it doesn't feel like I'm 15 years older than you.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm 30 and you're 26 or something.
That's a theme of my life, sure. But
you constantly hanging out with people that are older than you?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like you're 15 years younger?
What's your age range on Tinder?
45 to 60.
I think it's like 20 to 80.
So it is older.
Or 20 to 50, whatever the high end is. Yeah, I mean, I guess,
high end.
You are kind of an old soul. In, like, even the words you use, it feel like a little antiquated.
Yeah,
like,
I say earlier today, ampersand.
You called the sandwich you ate divine.
Divine, yeah.
You speak like an old widower in Boca Raton.
I think Jake once called me a 40-year-old divorcee.
Yeah.
And advised me to start wearing a wedding band.
I do think you should wear a wedding band. And when somebody asks about your wife, you just sort of look longingly at your ring and say, "She's not with us."
My buddy, my housemate and I actually have this running bit that we're like, we're going to get married and then divorced within the same week so that every time she comes to something that I'm at, I'm like, oh, my ex-wife's coming.
Great. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Meryl should be here. Ugh.
Christ.
Here she is. a giant octopus.
You're not going to get custody, Cheryl.
You're going to get alimony. I'm not going to give you a fucking beer.
Here. Here's half my heart and both of my nuts. That's what you want.
Start cutting them off. Butter knife.
Happy now, Meryl.
Jeff, you've heard the show before, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So you understand the rules. But just in case anybody listening out there doesn't, this is their first episode, perhaps. This is an advice show. People will email us, ifireyoushow@gmail.com, questions, confused about whatever in their life. Jake and I, wise beyond our years ourselves, do our best to advise them out of their situations. Sometimes it's just us. Sometimes we have a friend, Jeff James, in the house for this episode. Very
this
special
is actually
episode.
Good because Jeff does have his shit together more than any other teenager that I know.
Yeah, I would say more than most humans.
So most of
I
our
know.
Listeners would want to aspire to be a Jeffrey James.
So now for 3 or 4 or 5 questions, they can.
Yeah, shorts.
Here's a good one. We need... This is a real email from a real guy. We just need a fake guy's name to preserve his anonymity. Do you got one for us, Jeff?
Gaunt.
What's that?
Gaunt. G-A-U-D.
Gaunt.
G-A-U-T?
G-A-U-D. Gaunt.
Sorry, you keep saying different letters. I'm trying to catch up.
Jaunt. It's, I thought it was jaunt. I thought there was an
jaunt
N.
Is too jovial for this man. Jaunt. I can only assume he is so thin
jaunt?
In frame and spirit.
You're a linguistic illusionist. I don't remember what you said anymore.
Hoptical illusion.
I don't know what that is.
I Googled yesterday beer puns.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And hoptical illusion.
Are you naming the beer that you're brewing?
Yeah, yeah.
Hoptical illusion's pretty good.
I didn't come up with it, so I don't feel like I can use it, but that is a beer pun.
All right, I'll come up with one while you're reading this.
Well, that means you're not going to pay attention.
I am going to pay attention. I can fucking multitask.
Let's come up with one now before I read the question.
For instance, I already came up with that boy's got hops.
That's actually really good.
Brown guys can hop.
That's good. What's another beer word other than hops that we can sort of use?
Malt.
Oh, yeah, malt.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what a really good beer name is would be called Hopscotch. Because
that's
it's sort
good.
Of like it gives you some whiskey notes and a nice hoppy.
Like that IPA Scotch from Glenfiddich that I gifted to Marty.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
Hopscotch.
What about
Hopscotch. Hopscotch.
Hopscotch.
Hopscotch is pretty good.
Malteser. You know, like the candy.
Yeah. That's nice.
Oh, there's that one taken.
it's taken, man.
By the candy.
Yeah.
I can see that. All right, ready? Jaunt, yep. Gaunt, Got writes, "Hey guys, for the past 4 years, I've kept a diary, basically just recording stuff that I've done throughout my daily life that I feel I might want to remember one day. I know it seems weird to some people, like my girlfriend, but I'm just kind of sentimental and meticulous. I think it runs in my family because my dad and sister keep diaries too. I handwrite them all in calligraphy, then I scan them and type them up. That way I have both a photographic and text record of them. I know, I'm truly a bitch and a nerd. Recently, I discovered that I had old scanned diary entries from 2013 that I hadn't typed up yet. So for the past few days, I've been spending hours typing them up when my girlfriend and I, who live together, are chilling or doing our own thing. This is where the trouble started. Today, I was typing up one of them, and my girlfriend saw that my ex-girlfriend was mentioned in the old diary entry. She's mentioned in a lot of them because we were dating at the time. She got angry and kept accusing me of thinking about my girlfriend like she thinks I'm reading these old diary entries fantasizing about my ex. I was miserable with her. She was super controlling and just, in general, treated me like garbage. I kept reassuring her that I really have no feelings for a girl I dated in 2013, but she won't listen and keeps telling me to fuck off anytime I get near her. Also, she mentioned that too many of my diary entries from that year are about her, so I'm wondering if she's secretly reading them. She said that she caught a glance when one of the pages fell out of a binder, but now I'm starting to wonder if the real reason the pages fell out was because she'd been reading my diary even though I specifically asked her not to. And even though I told her one of the controlling things I didn't like about my ex-girlfriend was that she would always read my diary then get mad at me about the thoughts I had. Like, like that some friend of a friend was cute or whatever. You guys once said that cheating is up to the person being cheated on to define. So, does my girlfriend have a case for saying that me typing up these old entries is kind of unfaithful? Should I just do me, or am I a baddie? Love, Jagat.
Gond!
Ooh.
I'm Gond!
Oh my God.
First of all, you're not a baddie, because that's not what that means. That's like if...
That's like a really attractive woman.
Oh, that's what I see.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I feel like if you... If this is how you behave with a diary, and this girl hasn't broken up with you, then you should do whatever you can to lock it down.
Oh, because you think diaries are so lame that this girl...
Diaries aren't lame, but writing them in calligraphy, scanning them, and then transcribing them, that's a lot of time for some real bullshit.
That's a lot of effort.
I can just imagine this guy, like, 50 Shades of Grey style, like, being like... Let me show you something. And then taking her into this room full of binders saying, yeah. This is the transcript of my life, honey.
And it's way less hot than being dommed.
You're being emotionally dommed. That's why this is a perfect case for my new app, which is a microchip that you put in the back of your throat surgically that logs and captures every word you say electronically.
So it's not really an app as much as it's... A microchip in your throat.
Yeah, it's wearable tech of sorts.
Sure.
And then you could be like, you can use the app to search, have I ever said seesaw battlefield? And it'll be like, according to the archives, you've never said those two words together. Okay, that's
until just now when you search for them.
Yeah. Have I ever said fell by the wayside? Is it wayside or wasteside?
It's wayside.
Wayside.
Yeah, I think it's wayside, but I don't know.
It's definitely wayside. You don't need the app to know whether it's way or waste.
I need the app to know whether Amir said it.
What purpose? How is your life going to change if you know whether or not he says waste or wayside?
Any little bit of knowledge.
Touche. Touche. Let's just...
Well, touche is the name of the
app. I don't want this argument to fall by the wayside.
Very good.
So bad.
You could just make this an app on a phone, because you have your phone most of the time.
Yeah, but
do
I don't
you really
think...
need it to be inside your throat?
I think so, because then it would capture whispers. It would capture things that happen in the shower.
Also, if the tech is inside you, it's not wearable tech.
Yeah.
It's
scarable as heck.
All of the for the low, low price of invasive surgery, elective or otherwise.
For the low, 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 low or it could be price like, of invasive surgery.
It could be part of a LASIK thing. So they'll laser it open and then put it there. Put her there.
Put her there like in someone's hand. But it really is just a high-risk surgery.
Do you feel like this is the diary that he's keeping is a big enough waste of time that if he has forgotten to transcribe a sizable chunk, he should just not do it?
Yeah, my question was, how old is he?
He's, let's say, 23, a complete guess.
And what is he doing where he has enough time to be... to transcribe everything. I'm not trying to make fun of
it. It seems like now it's just an obsessive / part-time job.
He's got some
kind
of weird compulsion.
Yeah.
But I mean, my real problem with it is like it's way too much time. You're writing in calligraphy, photographing, and transcribing.
Yeah.
Just do one thing.
He's also taking aerial photos of him writing in calligraphy so he can make sweet little montages about certain days in his life. Dearest Edna, I write to you every night.
I mean, yeah. This,
cross dissolve to, I think of you fondly. Cross dissolve to, forever yours.
I guess like you
jaunt.
Think, he probably thinks of this as like, oh, this is like sleek, it's meticulous, it's archived, it's a great system.
Yeah.
But he's spending so much time, like, if he needed to go back and reference something that he said or wrote, it would probably be more beneficial to have him just like flip through the pages than to, you know, have spent hours and hours transcribing, is what I'm trying to say.
My really low effort version of this is like taking photos of things that I think are interesting or like looked cool. But even then, I put it on my computer and I never go back and look.
Sure.
So like, I don't know what the heck, those are like just photos that are like actually fun to look at. I don't know what he's doing with these tomes of binders filled with paragraphs about things that happened to him that day. He's just... I mean, this isn't even his question, so
yeah,
we're
picking
into
on him for
it.
Keeping a diary. Yeah. But not for keeping a diary, for doing it this this hard.
Yeah, and in volumes. I just think it's a little hubristic to be like, let me chronicle this for the for posterity.
Future historians will want to know how I dealt with my ex.
Yeah. Especially in calligraphy.
Yeah,
why does he have to do it? And why does he have to do with a fucking quill?
He's spending so much time on this. Why not spend this time fostering healthy communication with his girlfriend? Like,
not right now. I'm writing about my ex who I hated.
No, I'm just transcribing what I had written about the ex who I hated. So specifically, does this girlfriend have a case to be jealous? Maybe she's annoyed at the diary and manifesting it as annoyed at the girlfriend because she can't be like, I hate your diary.
I also think it's more justifiable to like let him be into it if he's writing about her or at least other things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think she has a case.
Whoa. You think she could be jealous?
That might be the hot take.
She could be jealous.
I think jealousy is born out of communication issues, but I think that
well said.
So maybe it depends on how he had this conversation with her, because he says that he told her all these bad things about his ex. But has expressed to her in black and white that it really bothered him when she read his diary and vice versa with the current girlfriend. So
right.
She should respect that. But he also shouldn't be chronicling his day to day life in binders. So I think that's my conclusion.
We'll call it a wash right now. Y'all are even. You're crazy. She's crazy. You deserve each other.
It's just too much time to be transcribing the diary.
You're fixating on the time.
I know.
It's a huge thing, though.
I can't quit.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
It's just too much. You have to choose. Is it like cathartic for him to write the diary?
It must be some weird compulsion. He must like to do it, / feel like he needs to do it. Because it's been so long at this point.
But like, fine. I think that the girl definitely read this diary.
Yeah.
Yeah, she read the diary. Nobody likes to, like, read about your ex, so she's upset.
Yeah. I don't think this girl has a case to be mad at you about writing about your ex-girlfriend. I think that's kind of
mean. I don't think so either, but, like, also, what you're digging your heels in on right now are, like, your right to write about your ex, or your right
to write
transcribe the calligraphy from 3 years ago. So just like drop it and do it in secret on your own time somewhere.
Also, I'm looking to get some custom invitations made. So if you can send me some handwriting examples of this calligraphy, I'd love to take a look. What sort of felt tip pen are you using? The tasteful thickness of it all? Is it serif, sans serif? What kind of flourishes are you adding?
I think we'd all thickness of it all.
What's the invitation for?
Oh, getting divorced. What a slap in the face. And I want you to be like there for it. Yeah. I'm inviting everyone who's at the wedding. They deserve to see how the story ends.
To my lawyer's office.
All right, here's another question from another guy. Do you have his name?
From a guy?
Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
You know, he didn't say. The subject is sex noises.
I'm going to say top clef.
Jean?
Yeah.
Top clef.
Clef's brother, Top Clef?
I was thinking more of like a Food Network's branching out into music.
Oh, I see. So yeah. Top Chef.
Yeah.
As a cool music.
That's a cool idea.
Top Clef might be a cool...
Less so a name for this email, more my pitch.
on what?
For this music show.
Top Chef doing music. It's still hosted by
Wyclef.
Sure.
What about Girl Fieri as a Halloween costume?
Gal Fieri?
Gal.
You spend the whole night just eating.
So for Halloween, I went to Denny's and I got 30 moons over my hammy dressed up as Gal Fieri.
What did your buddies say?
Who?
So you went alone to Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
I have no friends.
For I am Gal Fieri. All right. Top Clef writes, my brother and I currently live at home with our parents because our jobs don't pay either of us enough to move out on our own. It's a 2-bedroom apartment with a loft. Before we moved into the apartment, my brother said that he wanted the loft to be his room and that I can have the 2nd bedroom. The loft overlooks the living room and has no walls or doors. Recently, my brother started bringing home his girlfriend over to spend nights, and things have been getting a little uncomfortable. There have been several occasions when I have been woken up in the middle of the night by loud moans and groans of them having sex. My father usually sleeps on the couch.
Go get it. Oh, what?
The couch, which is directly below their loft. And neither he nor my mother are heavy sleepers. I can only imagine what they've heard. Honestly, I don't care what my brother and this girl do in their private time, except this is not really private. I don't know why having my father sleep below in the living room isn't enough of a deterrent for him. It would be for me. For them to be loud enough for me to hear them through a closed door is not only annoying and disruptive, but also shows a complete lack of respect for anyone in the apartment. So what should I do? Thanks, Top Clef.
Dude's fucking jealous.
He wants to fuck his brother. It's clear.
I mean,
he wants to hook up.
This guy's all going part through... of the loft life, brother.
this is like two parents. It's a family living like the Rosenbergs used to in New York,
which is three.
Just like four guys living. Dave sleeping in the closet. Somebody else sleeping in the loft. All of them fucking paper thin. Everyone's door in that apartment was a sliding closet door.
So they brought ladies home, and it's just like, I live in this pen.
Yeah, we have to fuck here.
That's this pile.
Yeah, except instead of Hank being in the room, it's this person's dad.
Father.
Yeah.
So this guy's who's living this hashtag loft life has probably convinced himself that his dad's asleep so that he can put that in the back of his mind enough to get off, even though he probably knows that people could hear.
I was with the guy, I was with like the brother for a spell. Because I'm like, you know,
because
you know, I thought it was two guys living, like two brothers, their parents paying
bachelor
for helping.
Bad.
Yeah. But with the whole family, first of all, no son of mine's going to get the loft over me. I'm only on the couch if my wife-to-be is pissed.
Daddy's getting the loft, brother.
If I'm in the doghouse for having another beer with the boys
instead of coming
home again on a... Oh, shit, I forgot. It was our anniversary. Christ, Cheryl, it's 19. It's not a big one. I'm sleeping on the couch. I'm hearing my boy fucking give it to this girl.
There's a chance the dad likes it, right?
Yeah,
none
of us are parents, so we don't know the type of feeling we would have if our son was having sex and we could hear it. Are we a little bit proud?
Yeah, this is what Yes All Women is railing against. People like us being like, all right, yeah, my boy, if he's railing somebody out, good for him.
Well, they're having...
But nobody better touch my fucking daughter.
I didn't even mention daughter. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a boy. Have you ever heard your brother had sex?
I don't think I've heard him have sex, but maybe I... Oh, wait. Yeah, I guess I have. Yeah.
So when you were fucking him, he was being loud?
That's totally enough out of you, man.
It was the same joke, man. Yeah. I'm just fucking around with you guys. Yeah,
well, it's not funny. It's actually... sexual harassment.
What, that I'm doing it or what?
And we do have to take it. You're the boss, baby.
We all crack open a beer.
I guess that's not bother. I've never been in a position where I was like, hey, I know that you're waking up mom and dad.
Right.
And also dad is sleeping out underneath your room.
I think it depends on if it's the older or younger brother. I think if it's a younger brother, you would say. If it's an older brother, it's kind of a weirder position.
Well, the whole thing is weird. The whole thing's fucked. It's a frat house. People are fucking in the loft.
Yeah.
Dad's sleeping on the sofa.
I guess I would say no girlfriends in the loft when it's my parents are there.
Yeah. Are the parents visiting or do they all live there?
They all live there. Willy Wonka style.
Bad.
Grandparents there too. Alternating feet, head to toe in a bed.
Glass elevator, all inclusive.
And every time they step out of the house, they kind of somersault onto the ground and stand back up. Is that not a little fucked up that Charlie's grandpa only got out of bed when Charlie got a golden ticket?
Hell yeah.
He's like, earned it.
He could fucking walk the entire time. He wasn't bedridden.
Yeah, for my graduation, you weren't that excited, Grandpa Joe.
Yeah.
You said you were too sick to walk.
I'm so old and frail.
Oh, I got this ticket.
Taking care of you in this fucking bed for years, and now I've got an opportunity to go meet Willy Wonka. And
you said.
Jump out of bed.
So
let me get my britches.
Sorry, Grandpa Joe, you're a little opportunistic and manipulative, aren't you?
I'm starting to think you like candy more than you like me.
Here, my boy.
Quiet, Charlie. Out of my way. I want a candy bar.
drunk.
He's got a golden ticket. Grandpa Joe starts, I've got a golden ticket. It's actually...
And I haven't even decided who I want to take yet. There's four grandparents in here.
I'm going to turn into a large blueberry.
No, you're not.
I'm going to bring Grandma.
Wait.
Fuck!
Oh, I'm so sick. This might be our last day together.
There's you all right. This kid's got two options.
Okay.
Is Uno? I think he trades rooms. Of course, with the bro. He's like, hey, you know what? You should take the room with the door because you have a girlfriend. You deserve privacy, and everybody can hear you fucking her. So, do that.
You got the loft you deserve.
The other one is he. Oh God!
Silence.
Ouch! To the X degree.
Last night got the loft, but tonight I bounced back.
Nice.
The other one, he can move out.
Yeah, but he can't financially afford it.
I think if you're not in a financial position to live on your own, move out of your parents' place, you don't earn the right to fuck in an open loft.
To be in a sexual
loft.
Position.
Yeah, if you're making six figures. You can fuck in front of anyone.
If you're making six figures, you can fuck on your mom on the couch while your dad's sleeping.
Yeah, exactly
there.
Right.
And it can be your mom that you're fucking.
He'll be watching his Roku TV and you're just fucking.
What is that?
It just sounds sick.
There's a little dick coming out of your mouth when you do that.
That's
like,
the sound
of aliens.
This is the sound of sex? Do it again. It is.
Oh, it's kind of slow though.
Slower, so go a little slower.
That's a fucking.
Oh, this is foul.
It's a flush metronome.
Have you ever had sex with a parental unit nearby?
No.
Yes. You have?
It was a disaster.
What? Describe it in grave detail.
Oh no.
Oh, the details should be graver still, young Jeffrey. Graver and graver until we're completely submerged in the grave. You don't
gravy.
Have to tell us.
Yeah, never mind, man.
Legally.
That voice.
In fact, it was illegal of you to ask.
I had sex with my girlfriend's parents in the room.
In the room?
In the room.
They were in the room
where it
happened.
The room where it happened. The room where it happened.
The dad's putting on a fucking musical outside.
I want to be in the room. Why do you assume you're the only ones in the room?
Where was it, a hotel?
It was a motel.
Oh, really?
A Holiday Inn. It was
a Holiday Inn Express.
No, it was in my studio apartment. We hosted
you and your girlfriend fucking in your studio apartment. Your parents are in the studio.
Her parents. I would
even
dare.
Weirder. Even weirder that you invited her parents and they accepted. Oh yeah. I mean that's more affordable.
I
than
did
a
also
hotel.
Get a blowjob once in a hotel room that I was sharing with my mother. By my girlfriend, not my mom.
That was the gist.
No
of
further
it, yeah.
questions.
You want your mom's gonna hear that.
She probably knows.
And now
she was wide awake.
Yeah, it was 2 p.m. Everyone was
it
watching.
Was high
when
noon.
You're young, you do
we're watching
fucking
Rain
crazy
Man.
Shit.
On
sorry,
HBO
I feel like
Go.
I'm being put on blast. I'm just being vulnerable in front of y'all. And Jeffrey's fucking said he's done this, and he's grilling me just as hard as you are, Mister. I never got laid. You would have if
parents.
You had the opportunity.
No, I wouldn't. I would not have sex in front of my parents if I had the.
It wasn't
not
in front of them.
That's not
yes,
what
was.
Happened. He said
they were out cold, and it wasn't my parents. It was her parents.
You said you got a blowjob with
that's
your mother.
That's not fucking.
It was within the same leased space. It wasn't in front of them. I'm not trying to justify it.
It wasn't a goddamn sex show.
Well, you don't know which way they were facing. It could have been in front of them.
Exqueef?
Did you orgasm?
Exqueef me?
Did you orgasm?
In which situation?
The blowjob.
Yes. If you must know. And that's the last question I'll answer on the subject.
Of course.
I'm mostly done.
Absolutely of jorts.
Did we answer this guy's question?
I still like, don't know if Jeffrey had sex with his parents in the room.
No, absolutely not.
You just saw the blast that I was put on and you're changing your tune.
No, absolutely. I'm singing a different tune.
I guess what's the closest you've been to your parents is a question anybody can answer.
Yeah, and I don't want to. His question was, have you heard a sibling have sex?
Yes.
And then the other one was, what do I tell his brother to get away from this Shabazz Napier?
Actually, his only question is, "What should I do?" How about we just answer, "What would you? What would you do if yeah. If I were you?"
All right, I'm close enough to my brother where I could say, "Hey, we can all hear. I can hear you fucking in my room," which means Dad can right below you, which means probably Mom can because it's a very small apartment.
Right,
you're right.
I would probably not tell my brothers, but maybe tell my parents.
Asshole.
What?
You fucking narc.
You would narc your
you
brother.
Ass.
I would assume my father can hear. It should come from him.
No.
Okay.
Disagree.
What I would fucking call a house meeting.
Right at the say, time let's, of climax.
I would make it a fun game.
Let's play who can hear
a Chinese
who fucking.
Fire drill for the ages. Marcus, I can only assume is his brother's name. You get the couch tomorrow. I fucking move into the loft and Daddy-O gets the room. Can we agree on that?
And your girlfriend still gets the loft,
that's
Marcus.
Right.
That's right.
She'll be sleeping with mother.
The funds.
Hey. You hit a jukebox, it just breaks. You really hurt your hand.
It's shards of glass.
Oh, fuck.
The wrong song starts playing.
Comb in
your eye. Fly me to the poon.
Nice. Let's take a break.
Sad on the inside.
We'll thank a few sponsors, and we'll be back with a few more Q's and A's with G's and James. Your name is Jason now.
Yeah, and I'm James.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on yeah. this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
Bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, Bark
yeah,
Box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, yes. dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn.
And
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
We have returned.
We hath returned.
Jeff, have you ever been to Australia?
Yeah.
Really?
I've been to Sydney.
Really?
To Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Been to, what was that last one?
Quite right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I regret doing my act.
Giggity, giggity.
And my sister's longtime boyfriend is actually from Australia.
Wow.
He's an Adonis.
Jesus.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I've told you about
it. You did.
It.
Yeah, he said he was an Adonis.
Yeah, Oxford graduate,
and
Rhodes Scholar.
Jesus. Right.
Sir Jack Fuller.
Or sir?
Soon to
he's
be
a
sir.
Knight? He's knighted?
He's knighted in my eyes. A Greek god.
And eyes in my night.
He once cycled from Sydney to Melbourne. You know how many miles that is?
No.
Neither do I, but it's very similar to San Francisco to Los Angeles.
We couldn't drive it. I remember that.
Because they do kilometers.
Exactly
yeah.
right.
That's probably like 400 miles, right?
Of course. And it was like on a fucking whim, too.
Jesus.
He woke up one day and was like, yeah, let's
fucking
drive.
But yeah. Oh, god damn. Can I see a picture of him?
Oh, absolutely.
Is he hot?
Oh, my god. My sister and him are a fucking power couple. And then you see me. My sister works for Pen America. She's like worked with Hasan Minhaj, brought him over, and like, and fucking.
Do you think they had a Minhaj?
That's the fourth time you've brought this shit.
Fourth,
of course.
While you look that up, I should say that I brought it up because Jake and I are going to Australia. We're doing shows in Melbourne and Sydney with Streeter on March 16th and March 18th. Tickets still available on If I Reshow.
I might do that fucking biking thing.
The one where you bike from one to the other?
If we have to be Melbourne,
because
Melbourne is the 16th.
Thursday, yeah.
And then
Sydney's
we have a day.
Saturday.
We have 2 days. We have Sydney's on Saturday.
I don't think you can bike 200 miles in 2 days.
So I could fucking whip it on a whim.
Whip it good.
Yeah, whip it real good.
Devo style.
You just get hit by a bus in Sydney.
That would mean I made it.
Oh,
I get hit by a bus on Sunday after the show.
Unrelated.
Peak physical condition.
All right, we got a picture yet or not yet?
I absolutely, oh, God.
All right.
They're all good.
I can't choose. He's so hot.
We're also going to Austin, Texas. Have you ever been to Austin, Texas?
I've never been to Austin, actually. I've been to San Antonio, and that's it.
Why San Antonio?
I had a film in the San Antonio Film Festival.
How? When?
This is 2012.
I'm sorry. This guy kind of looks like me.
Let me see.
You asshole.
He frankly does.
Well, I'd like to. I can't see. It's too far away.
It's just fun to me to hear that. My sister's
you son of a bitch. I'm handing the phone to you. You won't even lean forward.
Your hand is so frail. They both work in New York, right? He works at BCG, makes, well, I'm not going to say how he makes, but you know.
Six figures.
Yeah, well, you know, so you know, you compare those fucking power couples, and then you look at me and I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to be funny and
yeah.
shit.
Well, we pay you around $200,000 a year.
Yeah, but that's like not the six figures that he makes.
Yeah, he makes close to seven.
Yeah, he's a sharp dude.
Yeah,
he does kind of look like Jake.
He does. I'm sorry.
This is the power couple.
And I mean, I graduated Oxford, but I wasn't a Rhodes Scholar. That's pretty tough.
You graduated Oxford?
I went to Oxford. Yeah, I graduated from Oxford.
You graduated. So you have a degree from Oxford.
A degree?
That's what graduated means.
Right. No, I graduated from Oxford. I graduated Oxford.
Like you're missing a word, but it didn't.
I graduated
mean
Oxford.
What
like
does
I'm
that
above
mean?
That shit. Like I graduated the idea of going there. Yeah, that's I'm a wordsmith. I graduated Oxford.
You're talking.
I graduated that way of thinking. Do you know what I'm saying?
You're talking the opposite of circles around us because we know exactly what's happening.
It's a roadblock.
You're very much so stagnant, and we've kind of cornered you.
Yeah,
I'm puddled.
You've talked yourself into a corner.
You've puddled me,
Indiana Jones style, just face melt.
Only you don't make it under that dropping door. You've been crushed by the
Can
weight of logic.
Imagine if in Raiders the boulder bested him. I do like the idea of him like sliding under the thing, reaching his hand back for the hat.
Yeah,
and then just fucking
got
right.
stuck.
Ah, no! The hat wasn't that important.
I could have just bought a new hat. Why did it have to be hats?
Why did it have to be hats?
Why did it have to be hats? We're going to Austin as well. March 11th,
absolutely
Saturday.
South by.
It's not only our show, but a bunch of other HeadGum shows. So if you're in Austin or you're in Australia, tickets still available. Don't delay. Just buy them now. Then
today.
You can get it over with. What's that?
That's an alternative way of sex noises.
Oh, well, you do that, or I'll do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you do the squish.
And then I'll do the guy's noise. Ga, ga, ga. Goo, goo, goo. Oops!
All right. It was an accident
the whole time.
Holy shit.
or whatever, or the on-purpose way, too.
You think there's an accident way and an on-purpose way?
Yeah, you can fall into, or just do it for real.
How many times in your life have you fallen into...
love? Oh, God.
Not love, into someone.
Falling into love is always an accident, folks.
Wow. Can you explain what that means?
Say more about that.
I'm really curious.
I actually wrote my thesis on this. Which
is what?
Wasn't at Oxford.
What is that?
It was at Oxford. I wrote my thesis at Oxford on this, on love.
On Oxford
on the human
Road.
Condition.
Okay. I don't want to hear more. Let's answer another question.
Makes
this one's called
sense.
This one's called Velcro Wallet.
Oh no.
Do you have a Velcro wallet?
Excuse you. Absolutely, I don't have a Velcro wallet. I had a bifold, then Jake upgraded me with the fucking card thing.
Oh, you have that little just a card thing now.
I upgraded you?
Oh. It's a billfold of sorts.
Oh, that's very, very tasteful. Shinola brand.
Of course.
Quite nice.
Who's this your American leather made? Guy?
Shinola.
Let's see if I can take a bite out of this.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's sweet.
Yeah, I got through it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's
see
like
that? Card's in my mouth.
Your gums are bleeding.
Uh-huh. You better believe it.
You thought it was fruit leather. What is this card that you just gave me? Buy 9 sandwiches, get 50% off your 10th.
That's my punch card from the sandwiches
that
we got earlier.
That is a fucking bad deal.
It's
and
so
how dare they?
Bad.
Is it
Look,
worth
it's a family
50%
business.
50% off the 10th?
That's like
give it to me for free
on a $10 sandwich.
Give it to me, babe.
When did you buy this? I don't know, last fall.
Good shit.
It was definitely an autumnal purchase. I can't quite pin it down to the year.
Yeah.
All right, Velcro wallet. Oh, what's this guy's name?
This guy's name is Clarence.
All right.
It's how you say it, not how you spell it.
You spell it V-I.
Clarence.
It's pronounced Clarence, but I spell it like it. It is Vic.
You gotta say it like Jimmy Stewart from fucking
You can't shit. Say Jimmy Stewart
Clarence.
And not know the movie.
Yeah, no, It's a Wonderful Life. I said it first.
Perfect. I'm not usually the type of person that cares too much about what people think about me. Judging by the subject of your email, we don't think so.
You've already emailed in, so you do very much.
A little bit. But a recent predicament has really stopped me in my tracks, and I was wondering what your thoughts on this situation would be. I have this wallet that I've had since I was 14, which fastens with Velcro. I've really never thought too much about it. It's always just been my wallet. Recently, though, one of my friends was making fun of someone for having a Velcro wallet, and I mentioned that I had one. All of my friends proceeded to make fun of it, and apparently this is something that the whole world agrees is weird/childish. But up till this point, I just wasn't even aware of this perception. Like I said, I've never thought about it. It's just practical, and I've never saw any reason to buy a new one. So my question is, should I buy a new wallet to avoid mockery, or would the true loser thing be to do something just because people made fun of me? It's not like they go out, they go on about it all day, but whenever I pull it out on a night, they all laugh at me. However, my fear is that if I buy a new one, they'll think it's even funnier that I did because I did so just because they laughed at me, if that makes any sense to you. Yeah.
Dealer's choice.
That makes a lot of sense to me. This is something I've experienced in this office.
Yeah.
The Key Smart.
So I bought online a key organizer called the Key Smart.
This is insane. This is a free advertisement for fucking Key Smart.
I'm
going to come out against it.
Yeah, where the story goes.
So just so you guys know, we're not getting paid under the table.
That's right. So it's basically like with this little wrench key organizer. So I have 5 keys. Instead of dangling about, I put them in this Key Smart. It puts them into like this harmonica sized metal holder. I bring it to the office. Instantly, everyone's making fun of me.
First of all, I did not make fun of you.
Okay, Marty and Whitney made fun of me.
Yes.
They thought it was stupid. They thought I was dumb for buying it. Who buys stuff off Facebook advertisements? They thought it looked silly. They thought it wasn't practical. Why don't I just get one of those key, what's it called? The carabiner things?
It's like, yeah. I think everyone has one.
That thing. But I don't like that thing. That thing jingles, and you have to fasten it to your belt. I'd rather just have a key chain of sorts that I can shove in my pocket when necessary.
I like that it fastens to my belt because I don't lose them. And I frankly like a jingle because I know they're there.
Also, the way I do it is you clip it and then you like slide it into your back pocket, so you get the best of both girls.
So you sit down. Where does it go? Or is it still in your pocket, or do you take it out?
Even best part. First of all, it's in your pocket. Second of all, you can kind of slide it, so you're at like it's not actually under you; it's to the side of you.
Yeah, it's there's not really a jingle on this.
Except when you take it out when you're walking around.
Yeah, and we are sponsored by. It's Apple.
I mean, I love these things. Is it Apple-less?
It is Apple-less. I got mine over on 3rd.
So, but now I'm in the situation where if I didn't have the Key Smart anymore, suddenly I'm opened up to even more mockery.
Apple-less indeed.
You changed your attitude based on us mocking you. It's kind of like this weird emotional chess where it's like, we'll make fun of you if you get it. We'll make fun of you even more if you change it.
I know what you did. You doubled down. You made the background of your phone a Key Smart.
That's what I did. I said, I held so firmly my pride that I made the back of my phone a Key Smart. I was thinking about getting everyone Key Smarts for gifts.
Yeah. I think you changed your phone number to 188 Key Smart.
I did.
Which is too many digits.
Not even legal. So I'm getting calls a day. I'm a sales rep.
If you take away like the tug of war, like you're gonna make fun of me. No, I'm gonna make fun of me, like that type of thing. Do you like the Key Smart?
Yeah, I mean, I like the Key Smart even with the tug of war. That's why I got the Key Smart. I think it changed my life for the better. Like I had a ton of keys, thick and otherwise.
Thick and thin, and the Key Smart's the only thing that's with me thick and thin.
Because I have 5 keys, and when I put them in my pocket, they always like, they wouldn't
fit.
Yeah,
before you
snugly.
Had loose keys in whichever pocket you'd use.
Yeah, one in my shirt pocket, 2 in my shoes. This thing kept it organized, kept it flat, and makes it so that I can carry it conveniently.
And best of all, it's 3 times as heavy as the keys.
Well, it's not that heavy. And it's easier to find because it's green.
I also think, I mean,
can I see that? Do you have it on you right now?
No, I left it on my
There's
desk.
A bit of a difference because the Key Smart is a solution to a problem. And it basically acts as the same as what we have, Jake.
That's
but
true.
But it isn't, like, the Velcro wallet, everyone has a wallet. They all serve the same purpose.
Yeah.
And it is, like, you know, unless it's like Givenchy or some shite, where it's like you're trying to be avant-garde.
God bless you.
Like, I think it is looked upon as, like, kind of childish, kind of youthful.
Right, but then can't you
had it since you're 14. Or this guy's had it since he was 14.
That should be reason enough to upgrade.
Yeah.
And I think that it would be more of a personal development, a step in his growth, than it would be cowardice.
Mm-hmm. Right, but I can see his fear of, like, oh, my God, you changed your wallet because we made fun of you. Then that opens up more making fun of. That being said, if he divorces that line of thinking, if he was going to get a new wallet anyway... Although it would be kind of a fun fuck you to get a new Velcro wallet.
Oh.
Oh yeah, the Velcro was like,
yeah,
kind of like
that's
coming
kind of
undone.
Funny.
Yeah,
but present it like, hey guys, got a new wallet, and then they all start laughing like, yeah,
check it out, 2 strips,
I don't
double security.
You could get a Velcro like I think like Herschel makes smaller, slicker, hipper Velcro wallets.
Yeah,
you could still get a Velcro wallet.
Remember when your brother got that clutch, the male clutch?
Oh, man, I made fun of him so much for that.
Does he, I can't even wear it, but does he hold it?
He never, not anymore.
A folio of sorts?
He did, I mean, it was, that was the craziest. And I made fun of him so much, I was like, you have a purse. Like, and it's not even a convenient one,
yeah.
Like, with a strap. You have a wallet that doesn't fit in your pocket. You have a clutch. I was like, it's the dumbest thing in the world. Like, all of the things that you don't want to drop, now you have to hold outside of your pants.
But it is fun. Like, why do we even make... Like, why are you so angry about your brother getting this clutch?
I guess it's because I respect him in most regards. And then he, like, he made this one horrific misstep that I needed to correct so I could continue to be proud of him.
Or is it like when he... Is it like this weird thing where it's like, if he changes, then I'll feel like I helped him out in some way?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that there's a little bit of that. I think it was more tied to my pride of being like, my brother's a cool guy, and then I saw him do something that was uncool. Like, this needs to be corrected quickly.
Yeah. Does this ever happen to you? Make fun of group mentality or either on either side?
My housemates, and this would be great to get your guys' opinion on this on the record. My housemates made fun of me for, I live with like 7 people in this house because I'm... Go to USC, fight on.
University of South Carolina, you should say.
Yeah, go Gamecocks, baby. No, but I had like, I mean, I like to cook every now and then. And so, and I, like one of the things I like to make are like really get gourmet grilled cheeses, right? We're talking four cheese blend. We're looking at Gouda, Parmesan. Oh, nice. I've never done Parmesan, but Gouda, Gruyere,
second cheese, you're already lying.
Sharp cheddar and yeah. provolone mix.
You know, a Gouda with some Parmesan is a nice kick.
Yeah,
real nice.
Very
kick.
Nutty.
Toss in that Parmesan. Yeah,
maybe I will.
All right, good stuff.
And so, like, I like to have softened butter. So I have I would just put it out on a plate. And so, like, it was just butter out in the open, which I feel like is a pretty normal thing in Italian kitchens and such. Not that I'm Italian, but they fucking. They fucking razzed me, these
they
ass.
They chided my ass.
They chastised me and castrated me.
And baptized me.
And they fucking splashed me with holy water and it sizzled.
The baptism by fire.
And I was just like, this is a normal thing. I always grew up with a butter tray. So I got, and they were just like, then get a butter tray. And I fucking got a butter tray. I absolutely caved.
What were they make fun of you for?
You just had the butter out on a plate.
Yeah, I mean,
because I'm not going to buy a butter tray.
And unless they fucking make fun of me, which they did.
Well, if it's such an eyesore for you guys, then I'll get a butter tray.
So they're like, why did you leave butter out on a plate?
Yeah. And I'm like, because that's a normal thing to do because you need soft butter. Otherwise, you have to put it in the microwave. And they're like, yeah, just put it in the microwave. I'm like, no, because then it melts. And then the rest of it's still hard as ice. I'm like, what are you talking about? Put it in the microwave.
They're right to get a butter tray.
Yeah, aesthetically, to be sure.
But then once you got the butter tray, where they're like, see, this is what you should do. Or they're like,
no, they were like, it's still insane you have soft butter out. I'm like, what?
I can't win with you guys.
I guess the question really is like, don't you want your friends' approval for stuff? Like, you do value their opinion.
Yeah, but then sometimes it can get to the point where they, like, sometimes it's true. Like, with your brother and his clutch, I can see that it's kind of objectively one way or another.
Right.
Then there's some stuff where it's like, what if you fundamentally disagree?
Like the key smart.
The key smart, for an example, I prefer it. Or like thing in my car to mount my phone.
Oh, the iClever.
Yeah.
I mean, the theme here is that Marty makes fun of you for literally everything you do.
Right, but sometimes I kind of agree with it subconsciously, and sometimes I'm like, I think you're wrong and I'm right.
Yeah. But I think in the end, and this is it was part of it was that it's in a shared kitchen space, so that's why I wanted to get it, and it does look better. So I wouldn't have gotten it if I didn't.
Jeff, this was five questions ago. The butter thing you haven't let it go.
Where are you putting the butter?
Margarine
on the cheese.
Sorry?
In the grilled cheese sandwich or on top?
Have you ever made a grilled cheese?
You butter the pan?
You butter the bread.
Pan and the bread.
Do you butter the pan or just
you butter the bread?
I
butter the bread. I pour a little bit of olive oil into the thing, and that creates a little bit of a disconnect between the bread and allows the cheese and heat to melt the cheese while toasting.
Do you do a little garlic and salt and pepper in the olive oil as it's heating up?
Very good.
Go fuck yourself.
I love garlic. Makes everything better.
And
my mother told me.
You have a garlic press? Excuse me, I'm talking to you.
We do have a garlic press. Yes, gifted it to me by my lovely mother.
Do you leave the butter out throughout the day or just during the meal?
Oh, I mean, it depends. I mean, it's just if you get a new stick of butter, you put half of it on the butter tray.
And then you just leave that butter tray out in the open?
Of course.
So all day, all night, the butter's outside.
Outside, exactly right.
That is interesting. I've never seen that.
You know what I might have done in your situation is just buy soft butter.
Just move out.
Because you could buy the tub of butter that's already soft.
That also might be a good idea, but I like the natural shit.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, your whole kitchen's a butter tray. Everything's good. Butter tray.
Let's call the episode there. This was a lot of fun.
It was, it was mostly fun.
Yeah.
That joke. So.
Oh, wait, I just got it.
the butter check.
Oh, all right.
Now I just got it and I hate it. I didn't get it until
so
now.
So we are absolutely just diving.
So for this, because I feel like we didn't quite answer this, but I think that you always combine like a skepticism of like, my friends are just razzing me, but also with like, you know, your knowledge of, do I deserve it a little bit? And this guy, I think he does recognize like, hey, I do need a new wallet. They're making fun of me because I need a new wallet. Maybe I should just get a new wallet.
When you came to me and you're like, your bifold's too thick, I was like, first of all, I was like, really? And I was actually, this is maybe a learning point.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it is pretty thick. And you showed me your little thing that's like thin as ice. And I'm like.
You know how ice is bone thin. And bones are thin as ice.
My bone structure is very frail. No, and I was like, that could be nice. So then I came across it when I was browsing in Silver Lake with my buddy Tucker.
Classic Tucker.
Tucker. And yeah, shout out Tucker.
That long fucker. Time.
Tucker was actually hit by an ambulance. Yeah. How ironic is that?
Exactly right. Jesus. His name is Tucker Click, and
really?
My friends came up with the name Fucker Clit.
Nice.
In very poor taste. Very
not
much
unlike
so.
The butter.
They workshopped it for a calendar year.
For so a calendar
up,
beer.
Nice. Growing up, you just had butter out?
Yeah, my mother always had butter out for toast and whatnot, cinnamon
or otherwise. It seems like with dairy, you have to refrigerate it.
Okay.
Is that not the case?
I mean, you don't leave it out. I mean, the butter maybe lasts a few days.
Yeah.
That's why you only do half the stick.
you're working your way through that butter, basically.
Oh, yeah. Like you're in a country kitchen, you're cooking with it a lot. You're making biscuits. You're making gravy.
In a single family home in Cleveland, Ohio.
Now, on these gourmet grilled cheese, is it just for just the cheeses, or do you ever put tomato in there? Do you ever put some bacon in there?
Let me tell you what I have done. French onion soup, grilled cheese. So
that's our time. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh. Now, let me ask you about this, and I think it's a really interesting opportunity.
Of course.
Avocado. Not inside, because I know it's not good hot. You slice it up real nice, put it on the top.
Have I ever told you about my breakfast sandwiches?
No.
Brioche bun, toasted. Crushed avocado.
Not stirred.
With sprinkled on chopped onions, right?
Chopped onions. What about red pepper flakes?
Excuse you.
Excuse you for having a good idea. Go on.
Two eggs over easy, smoked hickory smoked bacon. Sriracha. That's where you get your little red pepper.
Sriracha.
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 Frank Sriracha. Hot me to the pan. Let me sink
now,
in.
Now, that's over easy eggs. That's maybe a little underdone for my taste.
I do both sides. So the yolk, it might
so
be
it's
over.
It's a fried egg.
Fried egg, yeah.
With a runny yolk.
Yeah.
Of course.
So you take that first bite and just oozy.
Yolk. Yeah.
Hangover killer, to be sure.
Mm-hmm. Egg slut esque, would you say?
It's
don't they use all those ingredients?
The thing about egg slut is that it's not like it's
egg
not
slut is the name of a restaurant,
and it's not revolutionary. You know, I changed the game.
What did you change that egg slut didn't have?
Can I come over? I don't even care about the egg sandwich. I just want to pal around with you and fucker Clay.
Coming this fall, a new podcast, Jake, Jeff, and Fucker. All right, we actually are out of time. Wouldn't you know, we went the full hour this time. That's going
to
happen. We had fun. Time
That's
flies.
Bound to We're about to go climbing, right, Jeff?
Absolutely. Get some V4s in.
That's what's up, baby.
And then drink a V8.
What's that now?
Never mind. I'm just going to have a hot tomato juice. I leave it out in a butter tray. Open it up. It comes out like The Shining.
I watered down Campbell's tomato soup, and it's a drink for me.
Lukewarm, room temp at most. If you have your own questions, your own theme songs, submissions, the email for everything is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Jeff, thanks for coming on the show. Do you have anything to plug?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, thanks for having me, first of all. New HeadGum videos every Thursday.
Heck yeah.
If you go to USC or in the USC area, I do improv every Friday at Ground Zero, 10:30.
That's a really offensive name for a venue, wouldn't you say?
I was appalled when because
I named it.
Yeah. I did look it up.
Was
the name
RuPaul'd.
Came before the tragedy.
Oh, okay.
But that doesn't excuse it.
Change it.
Yeah.
Change it at that point.
So if you're in the area, just improv and yeah. Oh, and I have a sketch on Funny or Die, the waterproof phone sketch.
Oh, there you have it.
That's it.
Good stuff. And don't we have a sketch in the Cleveland Film Festival?
Oh yeah, yeah. this is insane.
Linsane.
Oh, actually, we're not supposed to announce it till March 3rd.
Oh, all right, never mind.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that. What was I going to ask? Has anybody on campus ever been like, hey, you're Jeffrey the Dumbass?
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I actually, shout out, I think his name is Dominique. I'm just going to shout out like the three people who've done it. I was back home in Cleveland and this guy came up to me at a burger place and like, it was the first time and that was pretty cool. Thanks for watching, Dominique. He said, Amir, you're his favorite, he said.
Oh, wow. That's really nice.
Yeah, thanks, Dominique.
And then he said, Jeff
You're
was
scowling.
Number two, and I think that rounds out my top five. Yeah.
Well, Dominique's a fucking girl's name, bro.
Sorry, yeah. Dominic. He's 270 pounds, 6'4".
Makes a lot of sense. And he's coming after me.
He's actually a WWF superstar.
Duh, just my dumb luck.
And then, yeah, like some people can come up on campus and in class once.
Too, really? So. Your professor?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Shouts David Weber.
Professor.
History class.
Yeah.
Let's take a break right now because that's awesome, dude. If you have your own questions and theme songs, like I said before, email addresses ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We'll be back soon. Opening theme song was written by Davey, this closing one. It's pretty great, but it's kind of long, so I kept it towards the end. It's Kevin making a really nice long rap for us. So thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Davey. Dope. Thanks, Jake. Thanks, da-day. Jeffrey. James in the house. What's your Twitter handle?
It's at Don't Play No James, spelled exactly as you wouldn't think. Instagram is I am Jeffrey James, and then jeffreyjames.com was taken.com.
.net.
Good site.
Good man, good feats, good eats. Have yourself a grilled cheese and listen to this. Later, guys.
We should do a grilled cheese off here at the office.
Oh, for sure.
I would fucking smoke the ass. Dude.
With you smoked had ham.
My famous grilled cheese. White bread, a microwave, string cheese wrapped.
All right, let's go. Make your shit yourself, call them a laxative. You attracted them, call them magnetive. You want the world from them, call them Odin. I made the cosmos, and we get going. Suck the deep, tickle testicles. Loki, yeah, you're playing Hammercock. Call him Thor, feel a spark. Call him Zeus, make you wet. Call them Poseidon, cause in your bed, they'll be residing. Oh, they call the shots, I'll be a bullet. You like my rhymes, call me a poet. They will make your motor run. Call them an oil change, cause they're going down. Call them a stock exchange. Oh, going up, call them an elevator. They'll be big, like the Burj Khalifa. So mean to them, I say, see you later, alligator. Motherfucker fighting those fucking men that make the hoes. Oh, make a bank, taking names. Call them the yellow page, this shit is hot. Call me Inferno, this shit's the realest. This shit's antibiotic, son, ooh. Keep you healthy, shit staying symbiotic. Shit's embellished, call it hyperbolic. Yo, but first, dear Jake and Amir, I got a quandary of fear, a quagmire on wheels, and I'm tired, excuse the pun, but a damn good rhyme, whoa, here's the time. Gotta introduce these smooth mothfuckers. There's Jake proclaimed butt fucker. Dirty in the mouth, I am pink. Kick you in the mouth at the fucking roller rink, huh? I couldn't find a rhyme for pink that well, so I hope you're a good roller skater, I guess, Jake. Oh shit, gotta get it back into it. Next, there's Amir back to the car. You gotta let him steer. Don't hand him a beer. Running this podcast, not down to the ground, but up overcast. So famous, they spit on neo-Nazis. Yahtzee. Ooh, hot to the touch. Can we get lunch? Please, I'd straight pay for a brunch. We could become good friends. Kevin, J, and A. Three badass dudes running LA. Get back to me soon so I can save up money. Your podcast is sweet like motherfucking honey. Sorry, God, I've tried for a little bit, but here comes the whistle. Whoop, there's a train starting this podcast with a fucking bang. Mom, I'm not trying. Mom, I'm not. I'm not trying. I'm not.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.